This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Leonardo DiCaprio is being trolled on the socials. Yep. After being seen together at a party, DiCaprio, 48, allegedly has a new romance brewing with 19-year-old model Eden Polani. Uh-huh. Leo has been criticized for only dating women under 25, but now he's dipping his wick into the under 20 crowd. Let that sink in. Rumors are flying about a reboot of The Office, especially since it dominates the channels that are airing the original in reruns. Producer Universal Studios is currently having great success with the reboot of Night Court, but this reboot hinges on The Office creator Greg Daniels, who's already busy with other projects. Well, we'll just have to wait and see if it comes. That's what she said. We're hearing rumblings. No, not our stomachs. Rihanna just might be going on tour this year, and her halftime show gig at the Super Bowl is a rehearsal. A rehearsal in front of a worldwide viewing audience of over 200 million people. Well, whatever she's planning is really hush-hush, with some members of her own team dancing in the dark. Sorry. Harry Styles and a team of dancers had worked on a routine for the Grammys where they moved around on a platform that looked like a giant turntable. During their rigorous rehearsals, the platform moved counterclockwise. But when Styles and his team performed live, the platform was moving clockwise. Half of the routine had to be scrapped on the spot, and Styles almost fell. Fail. After LA Lakers superstar LeBron James broke the all-time NBA scoring record that was previously held by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for decades, he and some of his teammates, as well as a whole bevy of celebrities, hit the Fleur Room in West Hollywood. James and his wife gave emotional speeches to the crowd, then lots of champagne was consumed and dribbled. Pamela Anderson repeated her claim that Tim Allen flashed his penis at her while filming Home Improvement. Allen has denied it and insisted he had no other option but to repudiate the allegation. Pam said, quote, "He has to deny it because look at the times we're in," unquote. Her book, Love Pamela, is selling briskly, but not quite as briskly as her sex tape. The show Nothing Forever, where each episode is a real-time AI-created spin-off of an original Seinfeld episode, was banned from Twitch. The latest episode has Larry Feinberg, a Seinfeld clone, doing a stand-up routine where he implies that transgender people have mental illness. Great. So AI is more transphobic than actual people. A Christmas Story actress Melinda Dillon has died at the age of 83. Prior to her role as Ralphie's mother in the Christmas classic, she received a Tony nomination in 1963 for her Broadway debut as Honey in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. She's probably scowling at a stockinged leg lamp in heaven. R.I.P. Melinda Dillon. Famed fraudster Anna Delvey has been asked to speak at Harvard. Yeah. The university says Delvey, who posed as a German heiress to party her way into New York's highest social circles, scamming luxury hotels and financial institutions along the way, will speak to second-year business students in a course called Borderline. Yeah, let's reward bad behavior.
Idiot of the Week!
An Instagram model crowned herself the Uniboob Queen after her 38J breast implant exploded. The model, who goes by Mary Magdalene, revealed her lopsided chest on social media, saying it wasn't the first time she's dealt with a busted implant. She's now going back to having natural boobs. Idiot! The Grammys tribute to the 50th anniversary of hip-hop was missing one person, Will Smith. Questlove, who produced the 10-minute performance, said Smith had to drop out at the last minute because he claimed that he had started shooting Bad Boys 4. Still, the Grammys were handed out on a Sunday evening, and it's rare for a film to be shooting on a Sunday. Nice try, Questlove. Arnold Schwarzenegger was involved in a car accident that resulted in a bicyclist being rushed to the emergency room. Oh boy. The Terminator actor was not at fault, though, because the unidentified victim had swerved into his lane and could not be avoided in the crash. However, this was his second car accident in a year. Hey Arnold, may I suggest an Uber? Even with the recent shakeup at DC Studios, Batgirl will not be released.
Nope.
Leslie Grace was set to star as the vigilante hero, but last year, Warner Brothers made the shocking announcement that it was canceling the film entirely, even though production had almost finished. Peter Safran from DC says releasing the film is still a no. Madonna, 64, gave fans another glimpse at her eyebrow-raising Grammys look after facing backlash. In a creepy Instagram video, she walked slowly toward the camera, hitting a whip against the palm of her hand. The video was captioned, "And the winner is..." Well, her face looks horrible from too much plastic surgery, so clearly, only her surgeon is.
The Trash Bin.
Cardi B got involved in Offset and Quavo's scuffle backstage at the Grammys. She was heard yelling, quote, "Both of y'all wrong. This is not right. No, bitches, shut the fuck up, because you shouldn't have been talking," unquote. The Migos rappers got into an argument because Quavo evidently blocked Offset from performing with him in the tribute to Takeoff.
The news wrap-up.
Google announced a new conversational AI technology it will open up to public testing called Bard. Meta shares soared 23%, its best single day in over a decade. Apple sales dropped 5% in its largest quarterly revenue decline since 2016. Zoom announced it will lay off about 15% of its workforce. Time to put your pants on and go back to the office.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Magic Mike's Last Dance is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
SZA, SOS, returns to the top of the charts.
The number one app.
It's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, again.
The number one book.
Spare by Prince Harry is the fastest-selling nonfiction book of all time.
At the Grammys, Sam Smith and Kim Petras performed their smash hit Unholy. They turned the stage into a hellscape of flames, with Smith dressed in red leather and a satanic top hat surrounded by a fleet of dancers, while Petras danced in a cage flanked by some dominatrixes wearing satanic headgear. Smith and Petras won the Grammy for Best Pop Duo Group Performance during the ceremony, with Petras giving an emotional speech as she was the first transgender to win a Grammy. Smith's North American tour will launch July 25th, and he will surely perform Unholy. If you haven't seen the controversial video for his new track, check it out. Here's Sam Smith with the song of the week, "I'm Not Here to Make Friends."
I'm just being honest, baby. I just need a partner when the lights come on. Yeah, yeah. 30 almost got me, and I'm so over love song. Yeah. So if you wanna get back tonight, come by me and drop a line. No, you've never been this high. Don't be scared if you like it. I need a lover. I need a la 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 la. I need a la 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 la. I need a la la la.
That was Sam Smith with the song of the week. I'm not here to make friends. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.